David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 20. Beware of the dog owner. Last year was a manic year for the young'uns. We did about 200 gigs and performed all over Britain, Canada, America and Europe. When we weren't gigging, we were doing lots of songwriting projects in primary schools. Obviously, these are massively rewarding days. We don't get paid very much, but we do get a free school meal and half an hour in the sandpit. And you can't say fairer than that, really, can you? Oh, and I suppose it's also quite rewarding working with the children. But that's very much an ancillary element. The sandpit is the highlight, obviously. Between April up until Christmas Eve, we had just 3 weekends off. This year is going to be pretty crazy too. In March, we'll be going to Australia. April, we embark on our UK tour. Then, come May, we're into the festival season. We also have trips to Canada planned and some more European dates. It will be interesting to see how I manage to keep up the Daily Digital Dollop Challenge once things get really busy. There's a certain irony in the fact that at the moment my life is relatively dull and uneventful, yet I have the most time that I'm going to have all year in which to write blogs. Then, come March, everything will become eventful and crazy because I'll actually start living a life again, but I'll barely have the time to actually write about it. Given that nothing has happened in my life today, this dollop is a story about my friend. I don't really know whether she'd want to be named in this story, so I'll simply refer to her as My Friend, which is not her actual name, but a clever pseudonym that I have devised. Last Friday, my friend was walking her husky dog in the park. Along the way, she met a lady who was walking a couple of husky dogs. My friend is in her mid-20s, and this woman is in her 60s. The lady mentioned that she was new to the area and asked about good places to take the dogs. They got chatting about parks and fields and dog-friendly places, and my friend offered to show her the lay of the land. The woman gladly accepted this invitation, and they exchanged phone numbers. All pretty normal, and not really blog-worthy so far. But things were about to get weird. A couple of days later, my friend texted the lady to see if she fancied coming with her on a dog walk. The woman immediately responded, saying that this was an excellent idea. "Give me an hour, I just need to pick something up for us," the lady replied. An hour later, the five of them met, my friend and her dog, and the lady and her two dogs. But that wasn't all she had with her. She was carrying a bag, which bore a picture of two dogs kissing, and out of that bag she drew the something that she had referred to in her text. In fact, there was two somethings. In fact, there were two somethings.
Yes. God.
Get your grammar right, David. People listen to this. People from other countries who are maybe studying in England listen to this to perfect their language skills. So I do apologise. I'll read that bit again. And out of her bag, she drew the something that she had referred to in her text. In fact, there were two somethings. She handed one to my friend. A wide smile spread across the lady's face. My friend opened the bag, and inside, she found something that immediately set alarm bells ringing and caused her to reevaluate whether meeting up with this woman had really been such a good idea after all. Inside the bag was a hoodie. A hoodie with a large three-dimensional protruding furry husky dog attached. A husky hoodie. The woman began to put her hoodie on. My friend was just standing there, confused and more than a little bit embarrassed. "Put it on then," the lady said, and my friend, just like me in that pub with the violent landlord, was far too polite and felt far too socially awkward to refuse, even though technically there is very little chance of feeling anything but socially awkward once you've donned one of these ridiculous monstrosities. And so, embarrassed and self-conscious, she put on her husky hoodie. "It suits you," the woman gleefully remarked. The words didn't offer much in the way of consolation or reassurance. There was a pause. Maybe this was her cue to return the compliment. "And, same to you. Yours suits you too." The woman was delighted. "I saw it in the town and thought, you know, why not?" Surely that question should have immediately brought up at least several answers. Yet, in spite of this, she had still concluded that buying a couple of husky hoodies for her and someone that she'd only just met for about 10 minutes a couple of days ago was a smashingly grand idea. "I thought we could wear these on our little outings," the mad woman said, before adding the disconcerting line, "and our big outings." The woman giggled to herself and pulled something else out of her kissing doggy bag. She handed it to my friend, the smile broadening on her face. What on earth could this possibly be now? She unwrapped this second gift and stared in wonder at what she saw. A pair of tickets for something called Husky Fest, which was a holiday specifically for husky dogs and their owners. This lady, 40 years older than my friend, had bought a pair of tickets for the two of them to spend the weekend in Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire with a load of dogs and dog-obsessed owners. As she read on, her horror grew. She would be sharing a chalet with this crazy 60-year-old something dog-obsessed woman. There'd be lots of activities for the dogs to do and for the owners to enjoy, such as pulling competitions and a husky beauty pageant in order to find the prettiest husky dog. Perhaps the lady saw a flicker of horror on my friend's face that even being terribly British and over-polite couldn't mask. "Don't worry, it's all paid for. My treat." Obviously, the mad lady had completely misunderstood the cause of my friend's horrified expression. There was no way out. She was heading off to the other side of the country in March to spend a weekend with a woman that she'd only known for all of 15 minutes, with a load of husky dogs and husky dog obsessives. Just as she thought things couldn't get any worse, a man who she'd had a date with just the day before rounded the corner. The date had gone well, and she was keen to see him again, but preferably not when she was wearing a husky hoodie while standing next to another woman wearing the same husky hoodie and carrying a kissing doggy bag. She bowed her head, hoping that she wouldn't be recognised, but it was too late. She could tell that he looked confused and perturbed by what he was seeing. But he was about to see even more. The three husky dogs had been playing together nicely for the last 5 minutes, but had decided that now was the perfect moment to start trying to mount each other and vigorously hump. Ironically, the three dogs had pulled while her own romantic prospects were dwindling at the speed of the winner of the fastest husky competition, which was just one of the many events that she had to look forward to in March. She was starting to wonder whether this woman was actually trying to be friendly or merely wishing to curse her to live the same spinsterish life that she was living. Maybe this mad lady was once the same as my friend, a young, attractive girl with a love interest and hopes and dreams. Until one day she met a mad old dog-obsessed spinster who wheedled her way into her life and turned her into a mad dog-obsessed spinster just like her. And maybe one day, when my friend was older, she would also pass this curse on to another unsuspecting young girl. And this curse is held purely on the basis of over-politeness and social awkwardness. Dear my friend's love interest, please accept this dollop as an explanation of the strange behaviour that you saw in the park. My friend does not normally wear husky hoodies, nor does she usually hang around with mad dog-obsessed old ladies. Please, ask her to marry you immediately and arrange the wedding for the same date as Husky Fest. You can be her knight in shining armour. Only you can save her from a life of weird dog-obsessed spinsterdom. In the process, you might also save future generations from this terrible fate. Her life, and the life of many other young female dog walkers, rests solely in your hands. So, do the right thing before it's too late.